You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Shep. 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles, over 4,500 on the Sonic, over 12,500 on the Tahoe. You won't believe what you can say. Stop in, check it out right now at Lakewood Shep.
Our big guest of the day brought to you by Alberta Mortgage Funding. If you have equity in your home or other property, AMF can arrange financing for any purpose without checking credit, income, or employment. Apply online at albertafunding.com. Our next guest, you can read his stuff at InGoal Magazine and NHL.com. He joins us every single Monday. Kevin Woodley stops by. Kevin, Ultimate Sports Trip, TSN 1260, sending you to any sporting event on the planet. I'm putting you on the spot now. Is there one that jumps to mind that you would like to go to, a stadium you maybe haven't been to yet?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is on the spot.
Tell you what, you can think about this and we'll close with Ultimate Sports. Masters,
you know, yeah. Masters. Haven't been. Obviously a pretty exclusive ticket.
Yep.
But yeah, that would, I've done all the major league ballparks. Obviously my job is hockey, so seeing a lot of that, I think Masters would be, that'd be a bucket list item for sure.
That's usually one of the more popular ones. So we'll see. Our next chance to qualify will be just after 4 o'clock, and Kevin, even you can qualify, so you can stay tuned in over on the West Coast if you want to be caller number 10. You're a goalie guru. You know a lot more about goaltending than I do, so I want to pick your brain. You had a chance to chat with Carey Price this summer. You've known him for a long time. He is calm. He is very competitive. Is there anyone else in the NHL in the goaltending position that is that rare mix of being calm but also being super competitive?
Well, I think that's what you want from all your goaltenders, is to find that balance. And it's funny, you know, I spent the day with Carey yesterday up just outside of Kelowna for an event sponsored by Eli Wilson Goalie Schools and InGoal Magazine as a co-sponsor. And, you know, part of that event is just getting... Yeah, part of it's being on the ice with him and watching him work with the kids, and part of it's, you know, just getting to sit around and talk, and then also we do a little formal interview as well. And one of the things I wanted to talk to him about was that balance. And, you know, I think we see things like when he got pulled last year. There was a time when he got pulled and kind of stared down the coach as he's on his way out. You know, we hear things from people outside the locker room about, you know, raised voices or heated stuff in the locker room behind closed doors. And what we can't forget with Carey is cool, calm, and collected is what he presents, but he burns really hot. Like, he's a fiery guy and he's as competitive as they come. And early in his career, there were times where, you know, as he talked about with me, there were times where maybe that got the best of him or he showed more than he wanted. And I think part of his evolution, and it's an evolution all goalies have to go through in terms of finding that balance, is being in Montreal and having to learn, as he said, pretty quick in an environment where everything is under the microscope. And his ability to kind of do that is impressive. And so he projects, I think his style lends itself to that projection, that there's a real efficiency to his game. He rarely looks out of control. It's like he lets the game come to him and doesn't chase it, as well as pretty much any goalie in the league. And I think so we have that calm, you know, image of Carey on the ice. And what I think he does better than most is really kind of find that balance off the ice as well, whether it's how he presents himself to the media, not having blow-ups or stare-downs publicly in front of other guys. Even into the off season, I mean, one of the quotes, one of the things he said yesterday when we were talking was, you know, just how important it is for him to get away from the game. And I think there's a lesson, actually. I'm going to pull this quote out and we'll have it up at InGoal with some photos in the next day or so, is that it's a good lesson for parents who have their kids playing hockey year round. But here's the exact quote. Something that I've always really believed in is, for me personally, is to step back from the game and not look at my equipment for a couple of months and try and build that hunger up again, because at the end of the season, you get pretty worn out. And, you know, I see this, to have that competitive drive, but still be able to recognize the need to step away from it, to build up that desire to get back in net when you're in net all year. I think there's a lesson there for other parents. And I think that the game lends itself to how Carey manages to find that balance on the ice, in the locker room, in a community where the spotlight is as bright as it shines on the goaltender in Montreal. And so, you know, to hear him talk with the same passion about goaltending as he does about getting to watch his daughter, who's about 15 months now, take her first steps this summer, and to take the first couple months of his season off and not even look at the equipment, but to get outdoors and do the things he loves, whether it's fly fishing with his dad or time with his family, or, you know, again, spending a lot more time as a new dad, you know, really, to me, fascinating. And I don't think a coincidence to see how good he is at finding a balance in his life, and the fact that he's a goalie we applaud for having that balance in his game between, you know, keeping things in stride and still burning, like, absolutely fiery to be the best.
We're joined by Kevin Woodley from In Goal Magazine, and this is, I'm going to believe, Carey Price's 11th season in the NHL, and as though maybe lessons he has learned, just the older he's getting, he's still a young man, but he just turned 30, years old. Is that maybe lessons that he just learned kind of growing up with the spotlight under him in the last 10 years?
Well, and like I said, and having to learn the ones, any lessons he hadn't learned by the time he arrived in Montreal, as he said, he had to learn in a hurry. Because that spotlight doesn't allow you to make the same mistakes that others may get away with in smaller markets where maybe hockey is on the back burner or frankly not on a burner at all. You just can't get away with those, and they get magnified, and you learn the hard way, you learn fast, and not everybody does, I guess. But, you know, I think it speaks to the maturity, and, you know, frankly, I think it speaks to his background, his parents. I mean, his dad, Jerry, is there on the ice with us yesterday coaching as well. He still does some goalie coaching. Of course, Carey's coach growing up, one of them, and you kind of see it. You see it in the way that Jerry is, the way you see it, obviously, in how Carey was raised and how he talks about that importance. And then you see it in how he is. You hear him talking about he's with these kids on the ice, kids he's never met. Both coaching, but more so encouraging. Like I said, the days, as much as it's about technical lessons and being on the ice and in the locker room with Carey Price for these kids, it's about enjoying the game. There was one time where, you know, there's a broad base of skill levels on the ice with him in this day. There's 18 goalies, and it ranges from kids who are just learning to kids who, you know, there's a couple there yesterday that look like they have a future in this game. And, you know, it's not an easy environment to coach in, especially when you got shooters who, you know, they don't necessarily know how to change gears as immediately from the kid that's struggling to the kid that needs to try and go bar down from the slot. And there was a kid struggling out there, and, you know, Carey, usually he'll come in and have a little conversation. You sometimes technically, hey, you know, get your glove out in front of you. You know, you're moving differently to one side than the other. Make sure you're staying on top of that lead edge. But this kid was just, he comes in and he just looks at him. And the kid looks up and he's upset. He's not having a good go of this drill. And Carey's just beaming at him. He says, "Are you having fun?" And to see the change in this kid's expression, he's like, "Yeah, I am. Well, don't worry about it. Try your best. Take a deep breath. Give me one or two really good sets here to finish off, and let's finish strong." And, you know, we focus on the technical. Part of my job is to break down these goaltenders in terms of how they're moving, biomechanics. Are they on top of their game? Was that a bad goal? Was that a good goal? And just to kind of see that perspective and that interaction, to see how good he is with the kids, to see him when he's given the opportunity after a long day. I mean, he is there from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. with these kids. And after a long day, be given the opportunity to slip out the back, but instead choosing to go up and meet all their families and sign autographs for half an hour, again, speaks to the balance, speaks to the maturity, and frankly speaks to the upbringing and just the type of mentality that's been instilled with him, because none of what he does out there looks forced or rehearsed. It's all just who he is. And that may be as impressive as Carey is a goalie. And I'm not saying he's the only one who's like this, but it sure is fun to see a superstar, a guy of that magnitude, skill level, and popularity in the game, be that down to earth just because that's who he is. So I think all of that comes into his ability to learn on the ice and in Montreal and handle that. It's not unrelated how you are as a person and how you're able to handle adversity and handle that spotlight, at least in my opinion.
Joined by Kevin Woodley from In Goal Magazine. One more on Carey Price, and we'll move on to a couple other topics. After hearing that story, I don't know if you've asked him for someone else. Does he think he has a career in coaching after his career on the ice wraps up?
You know what? I don't know. You know, I kind of doubt it personally. No, I mean, he could for sure. Does he understand the game at a very high level? Obviously. Was he coached the game? You know, it's funny. His dad is, he talked to the kids. The kids asked him why he wanted to be a goalie. I mean, there's a lot of just kind of sitting around chatting, and that was one of the questions. And that came from his dad, who does do some coaching still. But I think when you hear him talk about the importance of the balance, and you see how much he enjoys, talking about family time and getting away from the game. Let's just say that I think my guess would be, without having asked directly, is that if he does go into that side of it, it won't be right away. There is a lot of intensity, a lot of pressure, a lot of spotlight that comes from being a Montreal Canadian, being on Team Canada for every international event that the NHL players are at, winning Olympic gold, winning the World Cup. There's probably going to be an element of just wanting to, as he does for the first couple months of every season, just enjoy enjoy the fruits of their labor and some downtime away from it. So, and then I compare to a guy like Devin Dubnyk, and he may want the same thing. But then when you hear him on the ice, like the analytical level is at an even deeper level. There's a guy where it was like, man, like coaching to him just seems to come naturally. Carey's just a naturally good person, and he could encourage anyone to do well. But the way a guy like, say, Dubnyk, for example, digs into the minutiae of goaltending, my bet would be he'd be more likely to end up with a career in coaching than say, Carey Price.
Kevin, let's go around the NHL, looking at some of the other situations between the pipes. The Calgary Flames acquired two goaltenders this offseason, and according to the guys you've talked to, I guess Eddie Lack's looking pretty good so far in some early training camps, some early summer camps, I should say.
Well, yeah, he's been at a camp that I've been involved with for the past couple of summers, and the reality is he's looked good in those summers too. And so, the difference is you got to recognize that, hey, it is just summer. And even though the beauty of being in Kelowna is there's no shortage of NHL shooters. So, for example, I know with some of his skates last week, Scott Hartnell was one of the shooters. So it's not like you're getting shot on by kids when you're up there training. So it's not like it's the shot quality that's not what's causing goalies to look good. But at the same time, it's not game situations. So, you always take it with a grain of salt. And I think he's made major strides in the game for the last 2 years. And I see those strides again now. What I think I see is a guy who has become a little less overthinking about the changes he's made and just going with it a little more naturally. He is a guy who can overthink things at times. And sometimes it's a matter of knowing when not to give him too much to think about as a coach. And I just see a real good fit there with the goalie coach in Calgary, Jordan Sigalette, with the changes that Eddie's made, with where he's with his game and just getting a start in Calgary. So, I'm going to have to – I liked that trade for Carolina at the time. I didn't maybe dig into the minutia enough of styles and systems and how the way they play and the way they wanted him to play to fit their style just didn't fit his strength. I don't think that's going to be a problem in Calgary. He's got a head coach that knows his game, knows how to build the defensive structure around a game that's very similar to Mike Smith's in terms of where they play in the crease. So I just see a lot of positives there. And as much as it's on him now to translate how he looks in the summer into the season, from what I've seen and in talking to him and being on the ice with him, I like the chances of that happening a lot more this summer than, say, I did last summer when, for two straight years in Carolina, he would leave the Okanagan looking like one guy and within a month of being down there look like a totally different goaltender. I don't think we'll see that happen this year in Calgary.
And we'll close on my favorite thing to talk to you about, Kevin, goalie gear. Despite goalies saying it's not happening, the NHL is still pushing to have it ready for game one.
Yeah, and this was a little bit of news to me. I'm glad you asked because, I'd only talked to goalies to the point we talked last week, and the consensus there was this will happen during the season. But it sounds like there still is a push to make this a game one thing by the NHL. You know, the various manufacturers think they are close, or in some cases have a product that should satisfy the NHL's desire to shrink things up a little bit. Again, a little bit. You can't get, these are not going to be super easy to spot overly dramatic changes. You're talking about a half inch here, an inch there, maybe 2 inches in a spot on certain guys. But all that said, as much as, you know, again, this is, I've just heard in the last little while that this still is a game one push, October 12th. It's August 21st, and only a couple of guys that I know of have even had a chance to try this stuff. Most haven't had it on, and in the most case, we're talking about one-offs, and they call them one-offs for a reason, in terms of samples being built. And even in that case, as far as I understand it, it's not like the companies have been told, okay, this is it, you've got it, now start mass producing it. So we're not even there yet. And if you think about what it takes, especially when you're producing, for some of them, producing this stuff overseas, once they get that approval, you've then got to say, okay, now who in this new sizing and with these new parameters, who's an extra large, who's a large, who's a medium? How many do I have to build of each? And now I've got to build them, and now I've got to ship them, and now the NHL's got to sign off on them at an office in Toronto and then ship them to the goaltenders individually. That's a three-week process minimum, talking to, and that's for, and that's some companies, it's a lot more in terms of the volume they have to produce. And then they have to interrupt other cycles for the smaller companies. Stop producing pads for NHL goalies because we need our sewers working on this new pattern here. That's say, a three-week minimum process. Well, now that's going to be the first time those guys have worn it. Are they comfortable in it? Do they feel protected in it? Is the sizing chart right? Or do we have, like we had in the case with pants, some that were just absurdly too short on guys and they had to send them back? And where do they send them? To the NHL office, where they have to agree, yeah, you need another inch here. And then back to the manufacturer. And then the manufacturer produces a new one and sends it back to the NHL and then back to the goalie and then time to get ready. I do the math on that, and I see game one being problematic at best. I see it being impossible, most likely. But as I'm told, that's the push that's happening right now, is still to make this a game one change for this season. And I think what you take out of that is, even if it doesn't happen, changes are coming. And based on last year, making a change mid-season, don't be surprised if they don't get it rolled out for game one, if indeed we see that again. And for all the reasons I said last week, I still think it's a much more slippery slope with a chest and arm than it is with pants. But it's one that, you know, they're determined to make. And I still don't think it's ideal to be doing it mid-season. But, hey, it worked on the pants. And like I said, as long as they do it safely, as long as the testing's been done, then, hey, it's the NHL's call and the PA signs off on it. This is how it's going to happen. Like I said, I can't see it being ready for October 12th and the first game of the season. But I was told over the weekend and even again today by several sources in the industry that is still indeed the push from the NHL. And so the fact the goalies have all told me it's not happening to start the year doesn't mean there aren't a lot of people still trying to make it happen for the start of the year.
Kevin, as always, great breakdown. Thanks for this, man. Gregor's back next week, so I'm sure we'll have a lot more to discuss. Appreciate hanging out with me the last couple weeks, and we'll chat next week.
Pleasure's been mine. Take care, Mark.
Kevin Woodley from InGoal Magazine.